Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 24th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. An important announcement: beginning this week, we will be tweaking the daily call schedule. Effective immediately, the daily call will now take place weekly, Monday through Thursday. In general, our numbers are lower on Fridays. That isn't the reason for the change, as our communities continue to, thank God, open more and resume whatever sense of normalcy. Is becoming increasingly challenging to identify rabbis who are available to speak on Erev Shabbos. Soon we'll be changing the clock, and that will only make it more complicated. Along that thinking, additionally, next week, the call will only take place on Thursday, as Monday is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Tuesday and Wednesday being Rosh Hashanah. So the following week, the call will take place on Monday and Tuesday, but not the remainder of the week, as Wednesday is Erev Yom Kippur, and Thursday is Yom Kippur itself. You don't need to remember all of that. We'll go through it each day as we come upon it, but just something to be mindful. And like we did with Pesach, the program will resume after Sukkot, the day after Simchas Torah, which will be Thursday, September 30th. Just a quick recap. We will be back tomorrow, of course, on Thursday, and then resume again the following Thursday because of Rosh Hashanah next week. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitz Wein of Young Israel Age in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Wein slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, for chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Acholim and Achenu. And as we have the past couple of days, please have the Jewish community of New Orleans and its surrounding area. At this point, almost all of the Jewish community has, for the most part, evacuated to nearby Jewish communities, whether it being Atlanta, Memphis, or Houston. There's no power in the entire area of New Orleans, and for many, even no running water. So even those with generators, it could be weeks until the power goes back on, and we've been helping behind the scenes to helping those in need. Please continue to help all of those families and the entire community of New Orleans in mind when we are saying the Tehillim. And with that, the Chavod, great to have you back, Rabbi Wein, our mutual good friend, Adir Posey, is really leaning heavily on you. So it's so good to have you back, the Chavod. That's great on
you. I want to thank Rabbi Posey, Rabbi Herman, for including me in this project. It's really a great honor. And a pleasure to be involved with OU in this capacity. You know, I think if you were to go and ask people, so what are you doing for Rosh Hashanah? A lot of people would begin to describe what they are doing for dinners on Rosh Hashanah. And where that's very, very important, your meals and who you're eating with, the fact that you should like the people that you're eating with, and it should be a positive discussion. Certainly no lashon hara, no slander, should be meaningful and uplifting and think of aspirations for the coming year. Whereas all the meals are very important. Really the crux of Rosh Hashanah is what we do in shul. It's where are you going to shul? What minyan are you davening with? How have you prepared your personal prayers? Who's blowing the shofar? You know, what are you going to be thinking about when the shofar is being blown? That's really the real preparation for Rosh Hashanah, to get your mind in that frame of reference. And, you know, it's interesting. Jewish tradition teaches us that a person can say the prayers. You can read the prayers, but then they're just kind of like hanging by you. I mean, God listens to everything. He knows what's in our heart. But we have to articulate the prayers, but then there has to be some mechanism to take those prayers and really effectuate them, create a reality around them. And the Zohar tells us that really when a person says the prayers, the Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the idea of loving God and fearing God, those are the attributes, those are the wings, so to speak, that bring the prayer to the Kiseh HaKavod, to the, you know, to the Almighty's throne, in which case then those prayers can be effectuated. So it gives a different imagery in terms of what prayers are. There's a story told to the Baal Shem Tov. One time he goes into a shul. He says, wow, this shul is filled with tefillos. It's filled with prayers. And, of course, the people around, they were very honored by this great rabbi seemingly complimenting the shul. And then he went on to explain how a prayer is only effectuated if it is accompanied with love of God and fear of God. And there's no love of God and no fear of God here. There's just the mumbling of prayers. Whereupon you hear this, you say, wow, that Baal Shem Tov, he was a pretty strong guy. But, you know, you remember how often do we find ourselves opening up the book, reading the book, and just saying the words, but not really feeling the words, not really feeling what's behind, not giving it wings, so to speak, to rise up. So, you know, that love of God is a product really of identifying that every pleasure I'm feeling in this world is a gift from the Almighty. Going through your gratitude list, focusing on everything that one is grateful for, is really very, very powerful for developing a sense of love of God. Because if one were to think about all of their blessings, I think every one of us would walk out saying, I'm the luckiest person alive. And recently I had an opportunity to go to Canada and visit my father. My father is 87 years old, and his health is beginning to fail a little bit. He had a test. He went into the test. He was fine. But he came out with the test having to wear a catheter pretty much for the rest of his life. And when you are with someone who has to wear a catheter every day, it's something where it brings a whole new meaning to the blessing of Asher Yatzar, the bathroom blessing. It brings a whole, you know, a whole understanding of just appreciation of things that, you know, we don't even think about our teeth until we get a toothache. You know, it's like, you know, so we have to understand that there's so many blessings that are going on, and we're experiencing them, and we're just kind of used to it. But focusing on that gratitude will help us with loving God, appreciating everything he's giving to us. And, of course, fear of God, the essence of it, is an understanding that as I exert effort to do the right thing, then God rewards me in this world, perhaps, and certainly in the next world. And when I don't do what God wants me to do, either through negligence or just, you know, because I'm not interested or I'm not around the right people to inspire me to do what God wants me to do. So the Almighty might sometimes have to send me a message. And that message might not be so pleasant in order to wake me up. And that's what fear of God is. So when we say our prayers, they should be accompanied by gratitude to the Almighty, from the Almighty's blessings, and a sense of realness that the Almighty's responding to everything I say and do in this world. It's interesting, you know, we started saying the Slichos prayers, and something that's always very touching to me is we remember that God is merciful to us like a father is merciful to his son. And you think, what's the imagery of that? So if you have children, or you know people who have been in the situation, a child might not be doing something bad, they just might not be doing something good. And the father's supporting them. And the father knows, hey, wait a second, if I'm going to let my son grow up, I got to pull back a bit. But it's so hard to pull back because you love your son. How are you going to pull back from supporting your son? How are you just going to just kind of like keep it going and hope he gets into the track? Because we're merciful. And that's really what God does to us. He's so merciful to us. He allows us to go sometimes days, weeks, years, and not really make the most of our lives. And Rosh Hashanah, as we hear the call of the shofar, is to arouse us to the gratitude and to the fear so that our prayers can actually have more meaning and purpose, and that we can actually be more on the ball or recognize God has been so merciful and just extend, allowing us to somehow live a little less of the kind of people we need to be. I just want to end this point with one point, a suggestion. That it's something which I do in Las Vegas, and a lot of people, you know, when you come to visit the Young Israel of Las Vegas, you come to Vegas, please visit us, and you know, we promise to make you feel right at home. But you'll notice if you ever spend a high holidays in our shul, you'll notice the Young Israel Aish that many times people will pull out a piece of paper in the middle of their prayers, right near the end of the Amidah, because I encourage people to write their own prayer. Yes, we should say everything that we're supposed to be saying in the Machzor, but a person should write their own prayers because in your language, because so often they're more heartfelt. And we have a formula in Judaism for prayers. It's a praise, request, and thank you. And so start off saying, dear God, dear Hashem, you know, dear Abishur, however you normally, when you're just speaking to the Almighty, how do you speak to God? Dear God. And then you start off with a praise. You're omnipotent, you're all-knowing, you're all-powerful, you're giving, you're kind, you oversee me, right? All that, God, do you know who you're talking to? Then the third part of this prayer, the last part, is your gratitude list. And that gratitude list, you just make it very big and just think about everything you're grateful for. The middle part is the request. And that request should be your goals, your aspirations, what you really want to accomplish in this world, in this year. You want God to bless you with the year of life. So write these things down and turn to the Almighty. Praise Him. Request things from Him. Make sure your request is you're requesting for other. You're praying for health and goodness for other people as well. Make sure you're wanting to do things that are beneficial to the Jewish people. So you're really kind of working for God, so to speak. Write these requests down and then end up with a gratitude list. And when we do this, I have found that it really brings a sense of feeling and depth, emotion to your prayers. And very often, the prayers that you write, you will find even more meaningful than the prayers that are in the Machzor. Now, right now, we are going to say many prayers from Tehillim. And this group, the group of people that are involved in this call, you appreciate Tehillim perhaps more so than many, I would say. But nonetheless, writing your own prayers, I think, is very valuable. And again, the idea is to step into shul with a greater sense of love and appreciation for God and a greater sense that He's listening to us and responding to our actions, which, of course, is the essence of fearing God. So right now, we're going to continue. We're going to say our four prakim of Tehillim. We're going to start off with Perek Chaf. That's chapter 20 in Psalms. Lam Matzeach Mizmor David Yoncha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeko Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'lascha Yidashne Selo Yitain lecha chil bavavecha, lecho atascha yimalei, niranana vishuasecho, v'shem Eloheinu nigo, yimalei adonoi kol nishalosecho. Ata yodati ki hoshia adonoi, yishicho yanehu, Mishne Kocho Big Buros Yesha Yemino Eva Borechev the Eva Vasuzi Vanachnu Vashem Adonoi Eloheinu Nazgir Hema Koru Venafalu Vanachnu Komnu Venis Odod Adonoi Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. We will now go to Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor David Adonoi Ro'i Lo Echsar Bin Os Desha Yarbi Teini Al Mei Menuchos Yinachaleini Nafshi Yoshvei Niyancheini Lamagle tzedek, laman shemo, Gam ki eivech v'gei tzomodes lo iroga ki ato imodi shivtecho mishantecho heimo yenachamuni baruch lefonai shulchan neger teroi tishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayo ach tov v'chesed v'funi kol yomei chayoi v'shavti b'veis adeloi v'orech yomi. We will now recite Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamalos esoy noy el hari me'ein yavo ezri Ezri me'im adenoy osei shamayim v'oret ayite namot raglecho ayonum shamrecho hinei lo yonum v'lo yisham shamei Yisrael Adonai shomrecho Adonai tilcho al yad yiminecho yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecho v'yireach b'laylo Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro yishmor es nafshecho Adonai yishmor tizcho u'goecho me'ata v'yad olam. And now the last chapter of Tillim, chapter Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir amalos v'mamakin korasicha adenoi, adenoi shima v'koli, pien aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunoi, im avanos tishmor yo, adenoi ni'amod. Ki imcha aslicha mema'am tivarei, kvisi adeno kivsa nafshi, velivaro ha'cholti, nafshi ladino nishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yochel Yisrael el adenoi, ki im adenoi achased, arvei mafaduz, v'hu yifteth Yisrael, mikol avonosov. I will now recite a prayer for the sick and the Shabbat for the holy. When I pause, please take some time to insert the names that you feel are appropriate. Mishabbat Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlamo Hu Yivareth Rapeas HaHolim. Bavur shenatni tein mitzvaka bavurom Mishchaza kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem Lachalimam v'rufuasam v'rachazikam v'chayosam Yishlach lehem era rufuas shleimah min ha-shamayim B'sof sharcha l'Yisrael rufuas nefesh Rufuas aguf hashto bagalav yizman kariv Yinomar amein. And that will conclude with the Acheinu. Achenu kol beis Yisroel, hanesim v'tzora v'shivyo, homdim bein bayam uvein bayabasho, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotei mitzora v'yavacha, v'meifala, la'ora, v'yishivu, l'gula, hashto bagalav izman, kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good. Whatever it is that we're praying for, may all of our tefillah, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.